知音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年1月13日，星期日。我们今天又一次非常非常荣幸的能够听到深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布为我们继续讲述今天的盛典国家晚上的讲课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 6.Purusha Sukta confirmed today, text number 22.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博迦瓦坛第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天读的诗节是第22诗节。
Yasmad.
Yasmad.
Andam.
Andam.
Virad.
Virad.
Jagye.
Jagye.
Yasmadandam viratyage.
Yasmadandam viratyage.
Bhutendriya.
Bhutendriya.
Gunatmaka.
Gunatmaka.
Bhutendriya gunatmaka.
Bhutendriya gunatmaka.
Tat.
Tat.
Dravyam.
Dravyam.
Atyagat.
Atyagat
Vishvam
Vishvam
Tadravyam Atyagat Vishvam
Tadravyam Atyagat Vishvam
Gobhi
Gobhi
Surya
Surya
Ivatapan
Ivatapan
Gobhi Surya Ivatapan
Gobhi Surya Ivatapan
Yasmadandam virajyage.
Yasmadandam virajyage.
Bhutendriya gunatmaka.
Bhutendriya gunatmaka.
Tadravyam atyagat vishvam.
Tadravyam atyagat vishvam.
Gobhi surya ivatapam.
Gobhi surya ivatapam.
Okay, word for word.
四对字。
Yasmat.
Yasmat, 从那人。
Andam.
Andam, 宇宙球体。
Virat.
Virat, 以及庞大的宇宙形象。
Jagye.
Jagye, 出现。
Buddha.
Buddha, 元素。
Indriya.
Indriya, 感官。
Gunatmaka.
Gunatmaka, 品质上。
Tadravyam.
Tadravyam, 像宇宙和宇宙形象等。
Atyagat.
Atyagat, 超越了。
Vishvam.
Vishvam, 一切宇宙。
Gobhi.
Gobhi, 急着光线。
Surya.
Surya, 太阳。
Iva,
Iva, 降。
Atapan,
Atapan, 散播光和热。
Word for word meaning.
这是意思。I should read, right?
The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文。所有宇宙球体和携带着物质元素、品质及感官的宇宙形象都来自人格守神。尽管如此，它却远离这种物质展示，说像太阳与它的光芒和热是分开的，就像太阳与它的光芒和热是分开的。要旨，前一节诗已经说明，至尊真理是至尊人 Purusha 或 Purushottama。绝对至尊的人是通过他的各种能量形式的至尊控制者 Ishwar 至尊主能量的四分之一区域物质展示。用《薄伽梵歌》中的话说，就像他众多的妃嫔中，他并不在乎在哪一个 Bina Prakriti， 但至尊主能量的四分之三或作为他纯粹的灵性展示，可以说是对他更有吸引力的。至尊主通过让物质能量受孕，使物质展示出来，然后在展示之内扩展出巨大的宇宙形象 Vishvarupa。 至尊主对尔朱那展示的宇宙形象并不是他原本的形象，至尊主原本的形象是超然的 Krishna 的形象。这节诗里生动地解释说，他像太阳一样扩展自己，太阳通过灼热和强光扩展自己，但却始终保持以这样的光和热分开的状态。非人格神主义者只考虑至尊主放射的光芒，却不知道他有形超然，被称为 Krishna 的永恒形象。因此 Krishna 双手持笛的至尊人形，使那些只能够适应至尊主庞大的宇宙形象的非人格主义者困惑。他们应该知道阳光同属于太阳，同样至尊主不具人格特征的巨大形象也从属于至尊主宰 Purushottama 的人形。 Brahma Samhita 第五章的第37十节中证实了这一点，说明道，至尊人格守神 Govinda 用他的身体放射出的光芒，使所有的生物和感官都充满了活力，但却通过放射他的光芒存在于他创造的每一个角落。主皮以吸引的力量同时展现他的特征和非人格特征，或者说独一无二的制度，以丰富多彩的物质灵性认识来展现他完整的个体性，来展示他完整的一体性。他与一切事物分开，但一切与它没有分别。译文：所有的宇宙球体和携带着物质元素、品质及感官的宇宙形象都来自人格守神，尽管如此，它却远离这物质展示，就像太阳与它的光芒和热是分开的。他说
Madhyana Timirandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshatyadeshatarine Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरदार श्रीवासरि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो हियर ब्रह्मा इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ इवन दो द लॉर्ड क्रिएट्स ऑल दिस cosmic material manifestation, still is aloof from it.
从 Brahma 的这里面就解释了，虽然他创造了整个的宇宙展示，但他依然是超然于这些一切的。
And he gives example the sun and the sun rays or the sun heat.
然后呢，他又给了关于太阳和太阳的光芒与太阳的热量之间的关系的例子。
Yes, they are together. They exist simultaneously, but the sun rays are and the sun heat are dependent on the sun.
虽然说它们是同时存在的，它们是
在同一时刻显现的，但是呢太阳的光芒以及太阳的热量，它是依靠于太阳而存在的。
So the sun is more important.
对太阳要更加的重要。
The same, what is more important is the manifestation of the Lord in the spiritual world.
所以说什么更重要呢？同样的，主在灵性世界的展示是更加的重要的。
That's why Srila Prabhupada says in a purport, that this material energy is like one of the many mistresses of the Lord.
那也就为什么说他在要旨里面就会讲到这个物质能量就好像是主的众多的妃嫔中的一位。
But it's not so much attracted to this material energy as he is attracted to his spiritual energy.
但是呢，他就是他的这个物质的这个能量，不像是他的灵性的能量那样去吸引他。
So the Lord remains somehow aloof from his material creation.
所以说呢，主他以某种形式是和他的这个物质的这个存在不相染的。
So material creation is a secondary lila of the Lord.
所以说物质的创造是主的就是次要的逍遥，次要的lila。
So the creation, the material creation is not the most prominent, not the most important lila of the Lord.
所以说物质的创造它并不是主的最重要的lila。
But it's important for us.
但是这对我们来说却是非常重要的。
Sometimes devotees argue, why don't you just relish the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan? They are so much sweeter than any. Why are we wasting time with this hearing about the creation?
有的时候奉献者就会争论这样一个话题，就是为什么我们不能够直接去品味主在文达文的那些逍遥时光呢？因为那些逍遥时光要更加的甜美，为什么我们非要去理解主他去创造物质的这些逍遥时光呢？
But actually the pastimes of the Lord and Vrindavan, they are meant to be relished by very advanced devotees of the Lord.
但是呢，主在文达文所上演的那些逍遥时光实际上是为那些非常的精进的纯粹的奉献者去品味的逍遥。
So it means only devotees without any trace of material desires can really understand the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan.
所以说呢，只有那些完全没有物质欲望的纯粹的奉献者才有可能理解主在文达文的那些逍遥。
So if we have material desires, we can misunderstand these pastimes of the Lord in these intimate pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan.
所以如果我们要是还有物质欲望的话，那也就意味着我们会误解主在文达文所上演的那些非常亲密的逍遥。
Yes, we read about the pastimes of Vrindavan. There's no problem. We are encouraged to read them.
那当然我们可以去阅读主在文达文所上演的那些甜美的逍遥，而且我们也记着去阅读。
And certainly they attract us.
而且毫无疑问，那些呢也都是非常吸引我们的。
But we cannot understand completely these pastimes, our because of our material desires.
但是就是由于我们所具备的物质欲望，使得我们没有办法完全的去理解这些逍遥。
So the Lord's pastimes are the material, in the material creation, maintaining and destruction, can be more attractive to.The devotees who still have material desires.
所以说呢，主对物质宇宙的这个创造，以及对物质世界的这些打造的这个逍遥呢，就会对那些依然还有物质欲望的奉献者更有吸引力。
And material creation is also important because within the material creation, the Lord performs many.Intimate pastimes with his transcendental devotees.
而且呢，物质创造也是非常重要的， 因为在这个物质创造之内，主他和他的奉献者上演了很多非常亲密的逍遥。
So there is no direct connection between Krishna and his illusory energy. There is no direct connection.
Krishna 和他的虚幻能量没有直接的联系。
Krishna is the source of all expansions.
Krishna 他是所有扩展的源泉。
He's there in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, always enjoying with his eternal associates.
那 Krishna 呢？他永远都是在他的永恒的居所 Goloka Vrindavan 和他永恒的同僚，和他永恒的同游在一起。
They always stay there.
对呢，他们总是在那儿待着的。
So we may say, but sometimes.Sometimes these pastimes are manifested in this material world.
但我们也许可能说，但是有的时候这些逍遥时光呢，会在物质世界展示。
Yes, by their will, they may let us have a window within this material world, have a window to these wonderful activities that are going on in the spiritual world.
的确是这样的，在他们的意愿之下呢，他们有的时候就会在这个物质世界开一盏小窗户，让我们透过这个窗户去看到他们在灵性世界的活动。
And this is what represents the holy dhams in this material world.
那在这个物质世界的那些圣地也就展现了这个功能。
They are a manifestation of the spiritual world within the material world.
他们是在这个物质世界所展示的灵性世界。
They don't belong to the material world.
对，他们并不属于这个物质世界。
So Krishna and his expansions are enjoying many wonderful pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan.
那所以 Krishna 呢和他的这些扩展们在 Goloka Vrindavan 也就享受着各种各样的逍遥。
In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna manifests in many different forms in order to enjoy pastimes with devotees in different rasas, in different mellows.
对，为了要和他的不同的奉献者去享受不同的 rasa, 去品味各种各样不同的滋味，那么 Krishna 呢就会在 Goloka Vrindavan 去展现出各种各样的形象。
So Krishna has pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna has pastimes in Mathura, Krishna has pastimes in Dwarka, Krishna has pastimes in the Vaikuntha planets.
对，比如说 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的逍遥，在 Mathura 的逍遥，在 Dwarka 的逍遥，以及在 Vaikuntha 的星宿中的逍遥。
It's always Krishna. But Krishna in his original form is always there in Vrindavan.In the other places, it's Krishna's expansions. And then we have the material creation. Material creation is also done by Krishna.
而物质的创造呢，也是由 Krishna 所为。
A very remote expansion of the Lord is manifest for the material creation, that's Mahavishnu.
那主的非常遥远的一个化身，一个扩展，创造了这个物质世界，那个就是 Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu is also a manifestation of the Lord.
那么 Mahavishnu 呢，它也是主的一个展现。
But it's a remote, very remote expansion of the Lord.
但是呢，它是主的非常遥远的一个展现。
And it's also the first incarnation, means the first manifestation of the Lord within the material creation.
那但是呢，它也是主在这个物质创造里面的第一个化身。
Or better say, it's the first incarnation of the Lord for the purpose of the material creation.
那我们可以这样说。更好的一个说法就是主为了要创造这个物质世界而展现的第一个化身。
So Mahavishnu is Krishna.
对 ,Mahavishnu 它就是 Krishna.
But it's a very particular manifestation of the Lord for the purpose of the material creation.
但是呢，他就是为了要去创造出这个物质世界而展现出来的化身。
嗯。So Srila Prabhupada explains, the Lord manifests, generates the material manifestations by impregnating the material energy.
那所以说，在药旨里面呢，Srila Prabhupada就讲到了，主他是让物质自然受孕的这种方式而创造出了这个物质世界。
嗯，impregnation。What means impregnation?
那这个受孕，受孕到底是什么意思呢？
It's like the same as when a husband and a wife have intercourse. The husband impregnates the wife.
那就好像是妻子和丈夫他们经过了这个房事生活以后呢，丈夫让妻子受孕了。
So Srila Prabhupada already before said material energy is one of the wives of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada 在药旨之前的这部分已经讲到了物质能量是主的一个妻子。
So why the Lord impregnates the material energy? What's the purpose of that impregnation?
但是为什么主要让物质能量受孕呢？他这个受孕的目的何在呢？
Because it's through the impregnation of material energy, then the living entities, the jiva souls, are given an opportunity to have a material existence according to their desires.
因为呢，就是通过让物质自然的受孕，使得这些个体的灵魂，这些灵魂就能够根据他们自个儿的这个愿望，在物质创造中能够有一个物质的存在。
Some jiva souls, some individual souls, they want to experience their existence separated from the Lord.
因为有一些个体灵魂，他们希望能够去体会在不和主就在和主分开的这种状态下的那种存在的感受。
It's inconceivable why being in a spiritual world with a relationship with the Lord and being in such a nice environment, why they desire to try to be independent?
对，这其实是不可思议的。为什么灵性世界里面和主舒舒服服的在一起的这样一种状态，还想要和他分开，然后自己去感受一种存在的状态呢？
Certainly is inconceivable.
那这肯定是不可思议的，没法理解。
But at the same time, is a fact that individual soul has free will.
但与此同时呢，这事实就是个体灵魂它是有自由意志的。
And particularly in the spiritual world, as free will is quite great.
那特别是在灵性世界，这自由意志就特别的强。
In a material world, practically our free will is very, very limited.
但是在物质世界呢，我们的自由意志其实是非常非常的有限的。
So some individual souls who want to experience to enjoy, but being separated from the Lord.
所以说呢，有一些特别的这些个体灵魂，他们就希望能够体验一种在和主分离的状态下的这个享受感。
That's why the Lord creates the material world to accommodate those living entities that want to enjoy separated from Him.
也就是这个原因呢，使主他创造出了这个物质世界，然后呢，给这些想要和主相分离的这些个体灵魂，而去自己享受的这个状态下去，给他们创造一个环境。
But the Lord knows that this is not a good idea.
但主他知道这并不是一个好主意。
It's not good because it's not the constitutional nature of the individual soul to be separated from him.
这个之所以不是一个好主意的原因呢，就是因为个体灵魂他的本真的这种本性就不是要和主相分离而在的。
because by nature their happiness is connected with the happiness of the Lord because they are part and parcels of the Lord.
因为本性就是由于个体灵魂它和主是不可分割的一部分，所以说呢，它就只有在和主在一起的时候，它才能够真正的快乐。
Like sometimes we see devotees practice for some time Krishna consciousness, and then they decided to go away, to go back to their material lives.
就比如说，我们可以看到有时候这个奉献者，他在经过了一段时间的休息之后呢，他又决定要离开了，他要决定回到他之前的这个物质生活状态中去。
The choice is there.
对呢，这个选择就是在那儿的。
So, but the Lord knows that the living entities in material existence, no matter how great is their material existence, they will never be completely happy.
但是主他知道这个生物体，当他在这个物质的存在的状态中，无论这个物质的存在的状态的条件多么的优越，他都永远都不会变得真正的快乐。
That's why the Lord creates the material world is mainly out of compassion for the conditioned souls.
所以说呢，主他是出于他无限的这种对受条件限制灵魂的怜悯之情，才会创造这个物质世界。
Through the material manifestation, material creation, the Lord gives another chance to the conditioned souls to awaken from their wrong desire to enjoy separated.
所以说呢，就通过去展示这个物质世界，创造出这个物质世界，使得主给了这些受条件限制的个体灵魂第二次机会，让他们能够从他们的这个错误的这个概念中唤醒过来。
So the material manifestation gives the conditioned souls a chance to realize their mistake at being separated from the Lord and develop the desire to go back to their original situation.
所以说呢，这个物质的展示呢，其实就是给了这些个体灵魂一个机会，让他们能够知道自己想要和主分离而在的这种想法是错误的，并且呢，让他能够再次有这个愿望，能够回到主的身边。
So that's the main purpose of the material creation, is to awaken the living entities to their forgetfulness of the Lord.
对，这就是物质创造的最主要的这个原因了，就是让他们重新去唤醒他们遗忘了主的这个状态。
So the Lord is so kind, and he feels that it's important to manifest the material world.
所以说主呢，他是如此的仁善，他觉得就是有这个必要，而且有这个重要性的去展示这个物质世界。
So originally, as we know, there is the material creation go by periods. There's a destruction, and then again is a new creation that goes by periods.
那我们知道，就是这个物质世界的这个创造和展现，它是有一个循环阶段的。就比如说，它会创造，然后它会毁灭，然后再创造，再毁灭。
So sometimes the material manifestation is there, and other periods it enters back into the body of the Lord Mahavishnu.
对呢，在一个阶段呢，这个物质世界是展现出来的。那然后在又过了一个阶段呢，这个物质世界呢，它又完全的回到了 Mahavishnu 的体内。
So the process is going on all the time.
所以说，就这个程序，它是在不断的循环的。
So when everything is within Mahavishnu, then everything is in a dormant state.
对，当一切都在 Mahavishnu 的体内的时候，一切都处在一个睡眠的状态。
So the Lord is always enjoying.
所以主呢，他总是 he's always enjoy.
He's always enjoying.
那么主呢，他其实一直是在享乐的。
Even in the spiritual world, is enjoy with his consorts, beginning with the gopis and the wives in Dwarka and Lakshmi Devis.
Mm-hmm.
So he's enjoying in the spiritual world, he's enjoying with his internal potency in many different manifestations.
所以说呢，他在灵性世界，他是通过他的内在的这个能量展现出的各种各样的这种展示去享受。
The same, Lord Mahavishnu is enjoying with his internal energy in a form Rama Devi or a form of Lakshmi.
那 Mahavishnu 也是如此，他是以他的这个内在的能量和 Maha Lakshmi 和这个
Rama Devi。
Rama Devi 和 Rama Devi 就是 Lakshmi 之间的这种享受而展现的。
It's an expression of Srimati Radharani.
那么这个Ranga Devi, right?
Rama Devi.
Rama Devi 它是 Radharani 的一个扩展。
As Krishna expands in many different forms and incarnations, the same way Srimati Radharani expands in many different forms to accompany these expansions of the Lord.
那主 Krishna 呢，他扩展出了各种各样的形象。那与此同时呢， Srimati Radharani 他也扩展出了很多的形象去配合主 Krishna 的所有的这些形象。
Because she is the original internal potency of the Lord.
因为 Srimati Radharani 他就是主最原初的内在能量。
So the Lord is always enjoying pastimes with his internal energy.
所以说呢，主他总是以他的内在能量再去享受着他的逍遥时光。
So when is the time of creation, the Lord as Mahavishnu also associates with his eternal consort, Rama Devi.
所以说呢，当主他在以 Mahavishnu 的这个形象在最开始进行物质世界的创造的时候， Mahavishnu 他也是和他的永恒的同游Rama Devi 一起来的。
Oh, but we see, but Mahavishnu is just laying down there in a causal ocean. We see the picture, just laying down there. It looks like he's sleeping. We don't see any body with him.
但是呢，我们从照片上可以看到，从图片上可以看到 ，Mahavishnu 他就是躺在元婴之阳里面，他什么也没做，好像是睡觉的样子，而且我们也没有看到他和有谁在一起。
Whereas in a spiritual world, either in Vaikuntha or in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is associated with Lakshmi, associated with his wives, associated with the gopis, Radharani. He's always associating them. You see them.
但是呢，在Vaikuntha, 在 Goloka Vrindavan, 在灵性世界，那我们可以看到Krishna 他其实一直是和他的妻子们和 gopi 姑娘们，还有跟 Lakshmi 们一起这个相伴而在的，我们是可以看到的。
So here is Mahavishnu is enjoying internally this enjoyment with his pastimes of enjoyment with Rama Devi are going on internally within himself.
但是呢，主 Mahavishnu 他和 Rama Devi 之间的这种逍遥是在他内在展现的，他一直是在内在去享受着他们之间的这种联谊的。
That's why he is in that position, very relaxed, and looks like he's sleeping because within himself, everything is happening within himself. There's no external activity.
那也就是为什么我们看见他会非常的安然自得的，以休憩的那个状态躺在那里。那原因就是因为，虽然外在没有展示任何的这种活动的迹象，但他内在一直就是在上演着各种各样的逍遥。
But then he noticed that there is other wife, Maya Devi is also there.
但是我们可以注意到他的另外一位妻子 Maya Devi 也在那儿。
She has been sleeping.
Maya Devi 在睡着。
Because the material creation has wind up inside the body of the Lord, so there's no material creation, material manifestation. So material energy is Maya Devi is in a state of sleep.
因为当时呢，这个物质创造的这个活动已经结束了，所有的这个物质世界呢，又全部的回到了 Mahavishnu 的体内，也就意味着没有任何的外在的物质的活动在进行着，所以 Mahadevi 当时呢就不需要有任何的活动，所以呢他就在那处在睡觉的状态。
So we hear that the creation is also a pastime of the Lord.
那么所以我们听到了这个物质创造它也是主的一个逍遥。
Because he sees, he's enjoying with his consort Ramadevi, and he's seeing the other consort, Mahadevi, is still asleep.
那我们可以看到他和他的妻子 Ramadevi 在那儿享受着，那与此同时呢，他的另外一位妻子 Mahadevi 在睡觉。
So he wants also to enjoy with her.
那所以他也呢想要和 Mahadevi 有一些这个享受的事情。
But Mahadevi is the external energy.
但是 Mahadevi 呢，它是外在的能量。
Is the illusory energy.
是虚幻能量。
And the Lord never touched directly this illusory energy.
而主呢，他永远都不会直接的去触碰他的虚幻能量。
But he needs to have a relationship, he needs to impregnate her.
但是呢，他必须得和他有发生关系，而且呢，他也让他受孕。
Because there are so many living entities, many conditioned souls within him from the previous creation that still have karma within them in their hearts, the desire, they still have to fulfill some material desires.
因为在之前的这个物质创造中呢，留下了很多的这个个体灵魂。那么这些个体灵魂呢，现在呢，全部都留在了这个 Mahavishnu 的这个体内。但这些个体灵魂呢，他们依然还有一些需要去满足的物质欲望的这个业报。
Many individual souls from the previous creation attained liberation, but the majority they still have karma in their hearts, so they have to experience the reaction of that karma, so they need to appear again in the material world to fulfill those material desires, to experience the reaction of their previous activities.
那在之前的这个物质创造的整个这个过程中呢，很多的个体灵魂他们都已经得到了解脱，但是大部分的这些个体灵魂他们依然还是因为各自的这个物质的愿望，而使他们呢依然还要需要去进行他们的这个业报和业报的这个反应，所以呢他们必须要再次回到这个物质世界，然后呢去通过他们的这个在物质世界的这些活动去满足他们的物质欲望，以及去体会他们应该要经历的这些业报。
So to put them back into the material existence means to impregnate them within the womb of Mahadevi is illusory energy.
所以说呢，要把他们再次的放回这个物质世界，也就意味着要把他们给要受孕到 Maya Devi， 也就是他的虚幻能量的这位妻子的子宫中，然后这样把他们给生出来。
So, but as we said, the Lord never touches directly; it's illusory energy.
但是我们刚才已经说了，主他从来都不会直接的去触碰他的虚幻能量。
So, how does he impregnate her if he's not in touch with her?
那如果他要是根本就不碰他的话，那怎么能让他受孕呢？
That impregnation is going to be done simply by his glancing at Mahadevi.
那所以说呢，就是这个受孕呢，仅仅是通过他给了 Mahadevi 一个瞥视而完成。
So by glancing over the material energy, the living entities will be carried inside the womb of Mahadevi.
所以就通过看了一眼 Mahadevi， 就使得所有的这些生物体都被转制到了 Mahadevi 的子宫之中。
Means that the Lord in the material world, in order to impregnate, we need sexual intercourse. But the Lord does not need to have sexual intercourse to impregnate. He can do simply by glancing.
在物质世界，如果我们需要有这个受孕这件事情完成的话呢，就必须要经过性交这一步骤。但是呢，作为主来说，他是不需要去进行性生活的，而他只是去看 看一眼 Maya Devi 这个事就完成了。
Simply by willing, by desiring, the Maya Devi can be impregnated.
对，他只要通过有这种愿望，通过有这种意求，那就使 Maya Devi 受孕了。
So this impregnation, this glancing over material energy to impregnate her with all the conditioned souls that still have karma, it's also a pastime.
那让 Maya Devi 去受孕，然后呢，让所有的这些受条件限制的这些灵魂能够去完成他们的这个业报，这也是一个逍遥时光。
So it's very beautiful because when the Lord actually glances over material energy to awake her and to impregnate her, it actually is, but this glance emanates a very beautiful divine light.
实际上这是一个非常美妙的一件事情，就是当主他给了 Maya Devi 一个瞥视，然后呢通过他的爱心并且去让他收获，其实看了。
Can you hear me, Dana Kelly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Because your voice to me sounds broken. Maybe it's my connection. So I wonder if my voice is also broken.
Your voice is not broken, but please allow me to check with Sati Mataji what's going on here.
Sati Mataji, 声音是什么状况？阿叔说他听我的声音有点断续。
对，但你的声音是有点断续，阿叔的声音很清楚。
哦，真的？那怎么办呀？那现在呢？
现在 OK。
Yeah, yeah. She said that your voice actually is perfect, but my voice is a little bit broken.
We found the best connection is yours.
Sorry.
Could not be from Jagannath Puri.
sorry, it's from Beijing.
Oh, this is imperfect. okay now?
She said that now it's okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a transcendental connection here.
Yes, you do. 对不起大家。
So when the Lord, Mahavishnu glances over the material energy, there is a divine light that emanates from his glance.
所以说呢，当主 Mahavishnu 他在瞥视Maya Devi 的时候，其实在他的这个瞥视之中就产生了光辉的光芒。
Because there is no physical contact between him and his illusory energy.
因为在主和他的虚幻能量之中是没有触碰的，是没有实际的触碰的。
So that divine light, is called Isada Shiva, the original Shiva.
那所以说呢，就是这个神性的光芒、神性的光灿是 Isada Shiva, 也就是最原初的 Shiva.
Is an expansion of the Lord.
是主的扩展。
So it means the Lord expands in a very particular form.
那所以说也就意味着主他是扩展成了一个非常特别的一个形象。
This Sada Shiva is an expansion of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets.
那所以呢这个Sada Shiva 呢他是主从 Vaikuntha 的一个扩展。
Like Maya Devi is an expansion of Rama Devi.
那比如说像Maya Devi 它就是 Rama Devi 的一个扩展。
An expansion of Lakshmi, same.
它是 Lakshmi 的一个扩展，是同样的。
So this Sada Shiva or Shambhu is an expansion of the Lord.
对呢，这个 Sada Shiva 也就是这个 Shambhu 呢，它是主的一个扩展。
This form of the Lord has the characteristic of.Being able to combine, come in touch with the material energy.
那也就是说呢，这个主的扩展，它就是那个可以和主的物质能量相染的，就是相结合的那个扩展。
It's not different from Mahavishnu in one sense.
那么从某种意义上来说呢，它和 Mahavishnu 之间是没有任何区别的。
But at the same time, is different.
但是与此同时呢，又不一样。
And the example is given is of the milk and yogurt.
这个例子呢，可以通过牛奶和酸奶去理解。
We can see yogurt is milk.
那我们可以看到，酸奶它就是一种牛奶。
But at the same time, it's not really milk.
但与此同时呢，酸奶它又不是真正的牛奶。
It's a milk product, but you cannot use yogurt in the same way as we use milk.
那么这个酸奶呢，它是一个奶制品，但是呢，我们不可能像用牛奶那样去使用酸奶。
So, by this Lord Shiva is a transformation of Mahavishnu as the yogurt is a transformation of milk.
那所以说呢，就是这个主希瓦呢，它是从主那边的一个展现，就好像是酸奶从牛奶那样的一个展现转变一样。
So it's a transformation.
所以说呢，它是一种转化。
So through this transformation that comes from the divine light of the Lord, manifests from the divine light of the Lord, the Lord Shiva is going to have intercourse with Maya Devi.
那所以呢，就通过这种转化呢，就出现了这个神性的光芒。那么通过这个神性的光芒呢，就使得 Sada Shiva 和这个 Maya Devi 之间就会有这个性事了。
Lord Shiva is considered the father of the material nature, and Maya Devi is considered the mother.
那所以说呢。
He is considered the father of this universe, and material nature is considered the mother.
那所以说呢，主希瓦呢，他就被认为是这个宇宙之父，而 Maya Devi 呢，被认为是宇宙之母。
Because in order to yes, in order, yes. Lord Shiva is the father of the material universe, and material nature is the mother.
Yeah, yeah. 就是主希瓦，他是这个宇宙的父亲，而物质自然呢，是这个宇宙的母亲。
Because it is coming from Mahavishnu, is the father of the one who manifests the universes.
那么因为呢，它是来自于Mahavishnu 的。那 Mahavishnu 呢，它是宇宙的某一种展现。
So in order to take birth, we need a father and a mother.
对呢，为了要出生呢，我们就必须有爹和妈。
So the father is Lord Shiva, and the mother is Durga, or material nature, the illusion energy.
那么所以说呢，父亲就是主希瓦，而母亲呢就是 Durga, 也就是物质能量。
Durga is Maya Devi, the illusion energy. It's different names.
那么 Durga 呢，就是 Maya Devi, 是虚幻能量，这些就是不同的名字而已。
So that's the material creation is the intercourse between Lord Shiva and the goddess Durga, Maya Devi.
那所以这就是物质的创造。那这个物质创造呢，就是在主 Shiva 和 Durga Devi 之间的。这个性生活之后，然后呢就产生了。
So all the living entities that were there within Mahavishnu from the previous creation, by the power of Ramadevi, they are transferred into the womb of Maya Devi through the intercourse of Shiva and Maya Devi.
那就是在这个 Mahavishnu 体内的所有。之前的这些就之前的这个创造留下来的这些生物体呢，这些个体灵魂呢，在Rama Devi 的力量之下，使得转化到了这个Maya Devi 的这个子宫里面，就是通过
through the intercourse between Shiva and Maya。
通过主希瓦和玛雅之间的生活，在他们的这个性生活，而被转化到了玛雅 David 的子宫里面。
So when the impregnation is done, all at once, all the living entities are conceived within the womb of Maya David.
所以说呢，就是当这个受孕结束之后呢，
所有的这些个体灵魂全部的都被注入到了 Maya Devi 的子宫里面。
When we visit the holy dams and we see many places there's a deity of Lord Shiva.
在我们去绕拜圣地的时候，在很多很多的这些圣地里面，我们都可以看到有主希瓦的神像。
But we don't really see the face and the arms and the legs like in a normal deity.
但是呢，就这个神像呢，它并不是一个普通的神像，它有它的脸啊、臂膀啊或者腿啊这样的展示。
It's just a Shiva Linga means it's just how you say it's just a stone, something that looks like the organ, the male organ.
那这是以主Shiva Lingam 展现的。那看起来呢，就是一块石头。那其实是这个Shiva 的，就是生殖器的那个展现。
It's a male sexual order, like a form of the male sexual organ.
那它呢就展现出来的是男性的生殖器的样式。
And is touching one base, and the base has a particular form.
那然后呢，它还这个触碰着一个基底。那么这个基底呢，它有一个特定的一个形象。
And that base has the form of female sexual organs.
那么这个基底的这个形象呢，就是女性的生殖器的样子。
So this is the original sex.Engagement for the purpose of impregnating all the conditioned souls that wait to satisfy their karma.
那所以说呢，这个就代表的是最原初的这个说的这个状态。也就是说呢，我先想。
Your voice is broken. Your voice is broken.
好。
Very broken.
可以吗？重新连一下吧。
好的，重新连一下吧。是，哪有断续？
It is on the first creation when now the living entities are all in the womb of Maya Devi. They are all in the womb of material nature.
那么这个呢，就是第一重创造，那也就意味着所有的这些个体灵魂，他们进入到了物质能量的子宫之中。
They are in the womb of Maya Devi. They have not yet manifested their forms according to their previous karma.
但是呢，他们现在依然还是在 Maya Devi 的子宫里面，他们还没有根据他们之前的这个业报展示他们的形象。
This is going to happen through the secondary creation done by Lord Brahma.
但是这个将在什么时候发生呢？是在这个主 Brahma 他在进行二重创造的时候发生。
There's different universes, and in each universe there appears one Lord Brahma.
那么在这个不同的这个宇宙的这个创造是由主 Brahma 来进行创造的。
And Lord Brahma carries with him certain amount of the conditioned souls that they are supposed to be born in that particular universe.
而且主 Brahma 呢，他就会带着一定量的这个个体灵魂，要在那个特定的宇宙里面降生。
So and is given all the ingredients and the intelligence and all the capacity to create the different forms of life.
所以说呢，就会有各种各样的不同的成分，以及各种各样不同的这种形象，去完成那个特定的生命。
Through his first sons called the Prajapatis, the procreators, they are going to combine to their wives and they are going to procreate the different forms of life to accommodate the living entities with different karmas.
就是通过他的这个被称为叫人类祖先的这些 Prajapatis, 那么这些
Prajapatis,
那么这些 Prajapatis 呢，和他们的妻子们一起去创造出给这些生命去生活的这个环境。
So all the different varieties of forms are created at the same time.
然后与此同时呢，各种各样的生命的这种形式呢，就都呈现了。
Because the conditioned souls from the period of creation, they have different karma. So some, they have to take birth as trees, as insects. Some are going to take birth as human beings. Some are going to take birth as demigods. So according to their previous karma that was stopped at the end of the previous destruction, now they are going to have opportunity to take birth again to resume their material existence.
那么就是这些各种各样的这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，因为他们在之前的这个生活中呢，有各种各样不同的物质欲望，导致了他们在这一生的这个投射中呢，要以不同的这种形式展现。比如说，有的呢就会投生为树，有的呢就会投生为昆虫，有的呢投生为人，有的投生为这个半神人。所以呢，他们就需要是以这种各种各样不同的这种形式去投生完了呢，去完成他们现在要就是有的这种愿望。
And so in this way, all different living entities, different forms of material forms are created to accommodate all the karmas of the conditioned souls.
那所以说呢，就会以这种各种各样不同的这种物质形象，就都形象了，就都展现了，就是为了要去满足他们之前的，就这些受条件限制灵魂的之前的这些业报。
So there is no question of evolution of species.
所以说呢，就是关于物种的进化这个事情是不成立的。
Darwin was completely wrong.
对达尔文的理论呢是完全错误的。
And those who believe in evolution of species are totally wrong.
而且呢，就是去相信他的这个进化理论的这种观点也是完全错误的。
There is an evolution, is that the individual soul evolves from one species to another species. That is the type of evolution that exists.
但是就是真正的存在的这种进化理论是什么呢？就是生物，就是这个生物体，它会从一种形式进化到另外一种形式。
Yes, improve until you go back to the human form. The human form is given an opportunity for liberation. If he does not take that opportunity, he goes back to the lower species of form, and then again evolves up until human form of life.
那所以说呢，他就一直会晋升到人类的这个身形，因为人类的这个身形呢是得到了能够有这个自我觉悟的机会的这种形式。但是如果他要是没有得到这个形式，或者是没有在这个形式去达到这个目的的话，他就会再次的回到低等的这个生命形式，然后通过这个低等的生命形式呢，再一次的不断的向上爬升。
So within its species of life, there sometimes.There is modifications, but remains the same species of life. A fish is never going to become a tree or become an animal, a fish will always remain a fish, even though it may change, adapt to the circumstance, it may change a little bit its form. That can happen.
那所以说呢，就是某一种这个生物形式，它永远都不可能变成另外一种生命形式。也许可能它在这种生命形式中呢，可能会发生一点变化是有可能的。比如说像鱼，这个鱼它永远都不可能变成树，但是在这个鱼的这种生命形式里面呢，它可能会变成就是在鱼的这个品类里面有一点点变化，这是可以的。
嗯。So the form they exist, they all exist simultaneously.
所以所有的这些生命的这种形象，它们都是在同一时刻内存在的。
It's not that one form evolved to create to become another form. There's no such thing.
所以根本就不可能存在一种状态，就是说一个生命形式它转化成了另外一种生命形式。
But the form may be adjusted, may be changed a little bit to adjust to circumstances.
但是呢，就是这种生命形式，它可能会根据这个环境条件的这个变化，出现一些调整。
But one form does not become another form, another species.
但是呢，一种生命物种的形式，它不可能变成另外一种生命的物种。
So this is done in a secondary creation. Lord Brahma and his children, they are going to be the procreators. They give birth to all different species of life, the trees, the insects, the birds, everything.
那所以说呢，就是这个呢是主 Brahma 他所完成的二重创造里面所完成的工作，而且呢，所有的这些各种各样的生命形式呢，全部都是由主 Brahma 的孩子这些祖先生出来的，但他们同时生出来了各种各样的生命形式，比如说树啊、鸟啊，还有就是昆虫啊，都是在同一时间内产生的。
So this desire of creation and the power to creation is coming from Mahavishnu.
但是呢，就是这个创造的力量以及创造的愿望都是来自于 Mahavishnu 的，是由 Mahavishnu 所赋予的这个权利。
So Mahavishnu is considered like the electric power station.
所以说呢。Mahavishnu 被认为是那个发电厂。
Ramadevi is internal associate is considered like electricity that comes from the electric power station.
那么作为主的Mahavishnu 的永恒的同游Ramadevi 呢被认为是在这个发电厂里面所发出来的这个电。
Electricity and Lord Shambhu, Lord Shiva.Is the conducting wire where the electricity is going to pass?
那么主商布也就是主希瓦呢，它是传送这个电的那个电线。
Because in order for electricity to move, it needs a conducting wire.
因为要让这个电要传输的话呢，就必须要有这个电网、电线才行。
And Maya Devi is the electrified object.
而Maya Devi 呢，它就是那个。接受电的那个对象
receives that electricity.
就他接受了这个电。
Then everything happens. Material creation is everything happens, and the living entities have their forms, and everything is moving, everything is acting.
就这样呢，就是一切的事情发生了。所有的这个生物体呢，都产生了。所有的生物体都在他们的这个形象里面产生了，并且开始了活动。
Like an object when it's electrified, starts moving. A machine, a bulb, you know, gets light, and a machine starts moving. So the whole material creation starts moving because material Maya Devi is electrified.
就好的这些物品，它有了电。
The voice you broken.The voice is broken.
What?
Still broken. Turn around. Move your cell phone.
Yeah. What about now?
Broken. Speak a call. Speak more.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Better now. Okay.
对不起，我的网不知道就是啥问题。所以说刚才阿叔讲的意思就是说， 在玛雅就是比如说我们的这个机器，这个机器它当接受了这个电以后呢，它就可以运作出来了。所以说呢，就是当这个 Maya Devi 他得到的这个电以后呢，就是整个的这些生物体全部都活动了起来。
嗯 ，So you see, Maya Vishnu, the electric power station, Rama Devi is associated with the electricity, Lord Shiva is the conductive wire, and Maya is the electrified object.
那么，所以我们可以看到 ，Maya Vishnu 它就是那个发电站，然后它的永恒的同游 Rama Devi 就是从这个发电站里面出来的这个电。然后呢，主希望呢就是传送电的电线，然后 Maya Devi 就是那个接受电的最后的那个对象。
So there is no direct contact between Maya Vishnu and its external energy. There is no direct contact.
但是呢 ，Maya Vishnu 和他的外在的能量，Maya Devi 之间是没有直接的触碰的。
So this contact is done through the transformation of Mahavishnu, the glance of Mahavishnu that takes on a form of Sada Shiva, the original Shiva.
那所以呢，那这个呢，实际上是在这个 Mahavishnu 的一个瞥视然后展现了Sada Shiva 之后，然后在 Sada Shiva 的这个形象上产生的。
So as you can see, it's very fascinating. Material creation can be very fascinating, very attractive.
那所以我们可以看到，这个物质创造它其实是非常的扣人心弦的，而且呢也是非常的吸引力，具有吸引力的。
Certainly, to be in the material world is not very fascinating.
当然了，在物质世界里面，它并不是一件令人欣喜的事儿。
To be in the material body is not very fascinating.
而且呢，处在一个物质的躯体里面，也不是一个令人欣喜的事儿。
But the Lord creates the human forms amongst the many species of life. He creates the human form with a facility to awaken from our forgetfulness of our loving relationship with Him.
但是主呢，他在创造了众多的生物形式之中，创造了人类，然后使得人类呢。有了这么一个潜力，能够重新的唤醒和主之间的最原初的关系。
And the Lord appears within the material creation periodically in order to awaken the forgotten conditioned souls.
而主呢，他是会分阶段性的会在这个物质世界里面去展现，然后呢去唤醒我们的这个受条件限制的灵魂遗忘了的记忆。
Either by participating in these pastimes or hear about these pastimes, that the conditioned souls, particularly in human form, they have the opportunity to awaken their consciousness, understanding their mistake of being of separating themselves from the Lord.
所以说呢，通过去加入到主的这个逍遥时光，以及呢去聆听主的逍遥时光，就使得在人类身形下的这种生物形式。他就有可能醒过来，并且理解他所犯的这个和主分离的错误。
So what we explain today is just a little summary, really a little compressed summary of the process of creation. It's a very beautiful and very intricate pastime.
但是今天我们所讲述的关于物质创造的这个故事呢，只不过是整个的这个物质创造里面的一个非常小的一个瞥视而已，一个非常小的一个部分。但是呢，已经能够感觉到它是非常的美妙的，而且呢，也是非常的令人欣喜的。
It's not like we hear in school books that there is a big explosion, boom, and then next boom, and then from the chaos, those things, order start manifesting, and the form start appearing, beginning with a little cell, and then evolving into this, and this, and that. It's a stupid concept that rules out the fact that all everything is done by intelligent being.
那其实呢，这个并不是像我们在这个学校里面，在教科书里面所学到的那样，就是通过一个爆炸，然后呢，就使得这个小的细胞就产生了，然后这个小的细胞呢就可以这个生长成各种各样的这种生物体，比如说像牛啊等等。那么它其实并不是一个，是用我们的这个智慧可以去 展现的这么一种科学。
Everything is just coming by chance.
那并不是说一切都是无中生有的。
Yes, we just sit down in the table and we hope that by chance a plate with food comes in front of us so we can eat.
那我们就只是让自己坐在这个餐桌边上，然后呢，这个食物就自动的显现在我们的面前，然后我们就可以去享受这个食物，就可以去吃了。
Yeah, you may sit there for many, many days and nothing comes.
那也许可能你会坐在那儿坐一人坐上好多天的时间，其实那饭也一直都没来。
No, the material creation is the design of a very intelligent being. It's concept of an intelligent being, and is done by a very intelligent being. It's and with many, many, many details.
而这个物质，就是这个物质的创造，它其实是由一个非常有智慧的人去完成的，而且是被他精心的去设计，然后呢，去就是去完善的，是一个非常有智慧的一个程序。
The problem is that individual souls, influenced by Maya Devi, influenced by the illusory energy, they only have awareness of this material energy, even though very imperfectly, and they are not aware of the original of this material energy.
但是非常不幸的呢，就是这些受条件限制的灵魂，由于被这个玛雅的虚幻能量所覆盖，所以说呢，他就只能够看到在这个物质世界里面所展现的这一点，但是呢，这又是非常的不完美的。
They only have the understanding of the impersonal energy of the Lord, but they don't understand there is a personality behind everything.
那他虽然说理解可能是有一个这个就是有一个由至尊主他所展现出来的这种能量，但是他并不知道在这个能量之外，在这个能量之后呢，实际上是有一个人的。
This is done by the power of material illusion. Everybody is covered by the illusion. They only see material energy. They don't see the source of this material energy.
那么这个就是由于主的虚幻能量的原因，导致了大家都被覆盖了，所以他只能够看到物质能量本身，而看不到物质能量后面所支撑他的那个东西。
Like this, they can continue trying to satisfy their material desires of being independent from the Lord.
所以说呢，就觉得可以在和主相分离的状态下，不断的去满足自己的物质欲望。
But if they desire to awaken, they desire to understand, then gradually they were going to be revealed to them that actually there is a personality, a wonderful personality behind everything.
但是如果他要是愿意让自己醒过来的话，那逐渐的就能够理解，在这个物质能量后面还有一个至尊人的存在。
And that wonderful personality is there in the spiritual world, engaging with many beautiful pastimes, and we can also participate in those beautiful pastimes.
而这个非常美丽的这个人物呢，他就处在那个灵性世界，并且在灵性世界去上演着很多的非常美妙的逍遥时光。而我们如果是愿意的话呢，我们其实也可以有机会到宁静世界去和他们去和主在一起。
Okay, we stop here. If any question or comments.
我们的讲课呢就先到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。The first question from Free and Easy Mataji, 顶白阿叔和翻译。感恩您的精彩讲课，我最近听说了除了伊士康之外的其他使徒传信，因为我只听说和接触过伊士康的奉献者，所以我怎么去理解我们的使徒传信是最好的因为我们都生活在二元的世界，总说没有比较就不知道哪个更好，可是我们只接触了伊士康，还不断的说要小心其他的派系，要小心，是这样吗？难道走进伊士康就意味着排斥其他的派系吗？感恩您，谢谢。Please accept my very humble obeisances. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. Recently, I heard about the other discipline succession, except Iskcon. But I only heard about Iskcon, and also I only
have some association with the devotees from ISKCON. So there was no comparison with the other societies. So how can I know that ISKCON is the best? The disciplic succession from ISKCON is the best? Because we are living in the world of duality. And we've always been told that we don't know which is better if there was no comparison. However, if we only get in touch with ISKCON, and also we have been warned that we have to be very careful to be in touch with
your voice is broken. It's broken. Very broken.
Hello, Ashu.
Yeah. Wait for Dana Kelly.
Yes. We can call again.
Yeah, can call.
Hello.
She's not there.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
Okay, you're there. Okay, welcome.
So, because I've been connected, I moved my router.
Yeah, it's better.
Yes.
Better. Okay.
Okay. So,
okay.
So, shall I?
Yeah.
The whole
thing? Just the end, the last part.
Okay. The last part, she's saying that how can we, you know, be sure that ISKCON is the best? And also, if we don't have any comparison about that, how can we convince that we're good? And shall we reject the other society and groups?
There are several groups spreading the same message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么确实是呢，有各种各样不同的这种团体都在传播着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的同一的信息。
And certainly they are bona fide.
而且呢，毫无疑问，他们都是正宗的。
Some of them at least are bona fide.
至少有一些是正宗的。
To know that if they are bona fide, you have to know if they about their disciplic succession.
但是呢。如果要是知道他们是不是正宗的，首先我们要知道他们是不是在这个使徒传系里面的。
If they don't have a clear disciplic succession, then they should immediately reject.
但是如果他们要是没有一个非常清晰的使徒传系的话，我们要立刻的要排除他们。
So some they come from a bona fide disciplic succession.
那有些呢是来自于一个正宗的使徒传系。
So why we members of ISKCON, we say ISKCON is very special.
那么为什么我们作为 ISKCON 的成员说 ISKCON 是非常特别的呢？
Because we are connected with Srila Prabhupada.
因为我们和 Srila Prabhupada 相连接在一起。
And Srila Prabhupada was sent by his spiritual master to come and preach to the world, all over the world.
而 Srila Prabhupada 呢，被他的灵性导师遣派而来，要在世界各地去传播。
So ISKCON is the result of the desire of Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, who was the desire of his own spiritual master, and going back to the original desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada is the fulfillment of that prophecy of the Lord, that desire of the Lord that was carried out by the disciple succession until Srila Prabhupada who executed it.
所以说呢, ISKCON 呢, 它是, 以及追溯到主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的这条使徒传记上的所有的老师们的愿望。那么主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他的这个愿望呢，就是要把圣名传播到全世界。而主，而这个Srila Prabhupada呢，他是那个去完成了这条使徒传记上的所有的这些老师的愿望的那个人。
Before Srila Prabhupada came all over the world, Krishna consciousness was not known.
所以说在Srila Prabhupada之前呢，Krishna知觉这件事在世界各地是不得为知的。So
Srila Prabhupada created this society to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, this ISKCON society.
所以说呢，Krishna，Srila Prabhupada呢，他就在世界 建起了去传播 Krishna 知觉的这个社团， 也就是 ISKCON，
International Society for Krishna Consciousness，
这国际知觉， Krishna 是 Krishna 国际知觉协会。
So this already makes ISKCON very special.
那么这个呢， 就已经让 ISKCON 非常的特别了。
And another important point about ISKCON is that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything beginning from the very basics for very beginners and then the graduate students and then postgraduate students and perfect students. Everything is there in a very progressive, very, very nicely methodical way from basics to intermediary to advanced to most advanced stage.
而且这个ISKCON它有另外一个特别之处呢，就是Srila Prabhupada他通过这个ISKCON把这门知识从最低级，从最低等，对于这个初席者，然后对于这个高等学习者以及最高等学习者的所有的这些知识全部都非常有系统化的给我们了。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the Bhagavad Gita, which gives us the basic understanding.
所以也就是这个原因呢，使得Srila Prabhupada给了我们《不加梵歌》是最基础的理解。
And then he gave us the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the graduate understanding of the science of God.
那然后呢，他又给了我们《圣典不加瓦坛》，那么这个呢是对于神的科学的这个大学课程。
And then give us Chaitanya Charitamrita with the postgraduate understanding.
那然后呢，他又给了我们Chaitanya Charitamrita， 也就是永恒的Chaitanya经。那么这个是对于这门科学知识的研究生的理解的课程。
And from these main scriptures, Srila Prabhupada, so many other books were written, extractions of these main scriptures in order to help us to understand the process.
而且呢，Srila Prabhupada他还为这些经典去写下了很多其他的这些书籍。那么通过这些书籍呢，扼要的告诉我们应该怎么去修习。
But these three books are the major Vaishnava scriptures, the most important scriptures from the Vedas.
但是呢，这三部经典是 Vaishnava 传承中从伟达经里面所摘出来的最重要的经典了。
Srila Prabhupada gave us these scriptures.
那么所以Srila Prabhupada就把这些经典给了我们。
In the West, outside of India, practically nobody knew about these scriptures.
但是呢，在这个印度之外的人，基本上是没有人知道这些经典的。
And in order for us to understand these scriptures, Srila Prabhupada gave his purpose to explain very clearly what each verse explains in a very, very clear way.
而且呢，为了要让我们能够更好的理解经典的内容，Srila Prabhupada呢就以非常的清晰的解释在要旨里面，让我们很好的理解了。
And his purpose are based on his own understanding and the understanding given by previous acharyas.
而且呢，就这些要旨呢，全部都来自于他自己的理解以及先辈的 Acharya 们的理解而写的。
His understanding and his realization.
都是他的理解以及他的觉悟。
So what Srila Prabhupada did was never done before.
那么所以 Srila Prabhupada 他所做的事情之前就没有人做过。
And by following this process, this understanding of these major books, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can come to the point of understanding perfectly the process of Krishna consciousness, how to become perfect.
而且呢，在阅读Srila Prabhupada这些书籍呢，就可以让我们非常完美的去理解 Krishna 知觉，以及让我们得到完美。
So what happened with other groups?
那么其他的那些社团是怎么样的呢？
Oftentimes, they skip the basic understanding and they start immediately speaking about very advanced knowledge about the scriptures.
那么通常来说呢，他们就会跳过那些关于主的非常的基础的知识，而直接的去讲述关于主的高深的知识。
Like for instance, they may.Immediately teach you or start describing you intimate pastimes of the Lord. It's broken. Voice is broken. It's broken.
Ashu.
Yes.
Ashu.OK,
yes.
OK, 那么就是比如说他会直接的会告诉你主上演的那些机密的逍遥，而把前面的是删掉了。
Yes, it's very attractive.
那当然呢，这是非常的有吸引力的。
But without a basic understanding of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we are going to be confused about these pastimes when we are not going to understand these pastimes as we should.
但是呢，如果我们要是没有关于 Krishna 知觉的基础的哲学知识的话，那我们就没有办法真正的去理解主的这些逍遥时光，而且呢，我们还会去被这些逍遥时光所迷惑、所困惑。
And also, Srila Prabhupada gave us a very good process for practicing, for helping us to practice this process of devotional service.
而且呢 ，Krishna， 释迦牟尼他也给我们提供了非常好的去修习对 Krishna 的奉献服务的程序。
He gave us a sadhana practice that we do every day that helps us to gradually understand more and more, purify our hearts, and gradually understand more and more about the process of devotional service, and eventually being able to appreciate fully.This wonderful pastimes of the Lord with his devotees in Vrindavan.
那么他呢就给了我们一个每日修习的 sadhana 的修习程序。那么通过这样的修习程序呢，我们就可以逐渐的去净化我们的内心，然后呢，使我们就能够有更好的这种理解力，然后逐渐的，最终我们能够理解主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 和他的那些同友们所上演的这些逍遥了。
So in other words, sometimes they skip this basic practice.
那所以说，在其他的那些社团里面呢，他们有的时候呢就会忽略掉这些非常的基本的练习。
It's like bringing a person who never went to school, bringing that person into a middle school or even higher school.
那么就好像是让这个一个从来没上过学的人直接去上高中或者是上高等学府。
So in education, even in material education, we have to go through the basics first.
那所以说呢，即便是在物质的教育里面，我们也得开始从基础学习。
So like this, we have a good foundation.
因为这样我们才能够打好一个很好的基础。
And when you advance to the more advanced stages, then because of that basic foundation, we are going to be able to.Understand and to realize that knowledge.
所以呢，就因为我们有了很好的一个基石，所以说呢，当我们在不断的向上学的时候，我们才能够 有就是吸收到学到更多的知识，才能够更好的理解。
So Srila Prabhupada was that acharya, that devotee that was empowered to come and distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world.
所以呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 他就是那个被赋予了权力的那位奉献者，去把 Krishna 知觉传递到世界各地。
And that after that, particularly after his disappearance, so many other acharyas start having an influence in a Western world, in outside of India.
那么在这个 Srila Prabhupada 隐迹之后呢，很多的 acharya 他们也在印度之外的各地呢产生了影响力。
Some they travel.
他们也会去旅行。
And some they just stay in the holy places, and but they have an influence over people who take shelter of them, and then they carry their mission abroad.
但是有些人呢，可能就是留在印度，但是无论是怎样一种形式，他们都会给这个遵循他们的这些人呢一些影响，然后使得这些教导呢能够传递到世界各地。
So they are doing what they're having this opportunity to preach now to or to spread their views of devotional service now because Srila Prabhupada has opened the field for them.
那而且呢，就是由于 Srila Prabhupada 的他开创了这个先河，为他们打开了这个领域，使得他们现在才有机会能够在世界各地去传播这个理念，会上直觉的。
But oftentimes, unfortunately, oftentimes they don't even give a little credit to what Srila Prabhupada did.
但是非常不幸的就是，大部分的时候他们根本就不会，哪怕对 Srila Prabhupada 展现一点这种感激之情。
And sometimes they may have even an attitude of kind of not considering Srila Prabhupada's accomplishment as very important.
而且有的时候他们所展现这种态度就是觉得Srila Prabhupada的这种成就好像根本就无所谓的那种感觉。
So that's why we prefer to stay away from other groups.
那也就这个原因呢使得我们更愿意去和其他的社团呢保持距离。
We don't want to be offensive to them, they are Vaishnavas.
因为他们都是 Vaishnava, 所以我们不想冒犯他们。
But we, it's like cousins, members of the same family that we don't associate so intimately.
但是呢，我们好像是家庭成员里面的这个表兄妹一样，所以说我们也没有那么多的这个交情。
We prefer to associate with more close family.
那所以呢，我们更想是和我们的这个更紧密的家庭成员联系在一起。
So that we offer our respects to them and we certainly don't commit offenses against, we try to not commit offenses against them, but we avoid to be in direct touch with them just because we don't want to hear anything not nice about Srila Prabhupada or just indulge in higher teachings without understanding the basics.
但是呢，我们那就是保持一种对他们敬而远之的这种态度。但是呢，我们也就是不要跟他们走得过近的原因呢，是因为我们不想听到他们对于Srila Prabhupada的不尊敬的这种言语，或者说是也不想了解到他们没有去教最基础的知识，而直接跳到了高深的知识的这样的一种学习方法。
嗯。So the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan are certainly very beautiful and we try to relish them, but we go through the process of purification through a good practice as given by Srila Prabhupada in order to come to a point where we can really understand these pastimes of the Lord without any material prejudice, any material speculation.
那么所以主在文达文所上演的这些逍遥时光呢都是非常的甜美的而且我们也应该去品味的但是呢我们希望是通过在施拉帕帕所教导我们的这个逐一渐进的通过自己的这个休息的这种方式去了解文达文的这些逍遥而不是在我们自己的这种推敲的这种状态下去了解。
So my advice to you, my suggestion to you is that you very cautiously, very carefully try to understand what Srila Prabhupada.
那阿叔 ，I cannot.
It is given us.
那所以呢，我对你的这个建议。
So my advice is that you study very carefully. What the process given by Srila Prabhupada.
那所以说我的建议呢，就是你非常仔细的去研习释迦牟尼佛所给你的这些建议。
Try to put into practice.
然后努力的去践行。
And then if you want to study what others are doing, you can do and you can compare.
那然后如果你要是想要去学习了解其他的人的做法的话呢，你也可以做，然后这样的话呢，就可以去比较了。
And then you can make your choice.
然后你就可以去做出选择。
We are very happy to be in a house created by Srila Prabhupada.
那我们能够生活在由 Srila Prabhupada 所给我们搭建的这个家庭之内是非常的快乐的。
It's a wonderful family.
那这是一个非常美丽的家庭。
And we have so many wonderful opportunities to learn things in a very systematic way.
而且呢，我们有这么好的机会，能够以系统化的方式去学习很多的知识。
So those who are faithfully following the process given by Srila Prabhupada, they don't have interest in going elsewhere.
所以那些对于 Krishna 对于 Srila Prabhupada 非常有信心的去追随的人来说，他没有任何的兴趣去到别地儿。
But many want to skip the basics and immediately go to graduate study. That then they may jump into other sampradayas. And okay, it's their choice.
但是那些想要这个过基础的学习，然后直接就要去接触高深学习知识的那些人。那他可能就会离开我们的这个社团，去到其他的这个社团，那也没有问题，那是他们的选择。
But without a good basic understanding, it's very difficult to understand graduates.
但是如果要是没有一个很好的基础的话，是很难去理解上面的知识的。
Okay, next question, Rajendra.
The next, there were.
Rajendra.
Because I see there are many of them, I is jumping.
No, free and easy, and then there's the Rajendra.
Sorry, Maji, 我这有好多好多，是哪一条啊？
No, here I only have two questions of Rajendra, after free and easy.
Oh, okay, Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩阿叔一如既往的甜美的讲课，感谢 Dana 一如既往的精准的翻译。
Broken. Voice is broken.
Again.
Yes, it's broken. Chaitanya Krishna.
Yeah, I know. But there is a lot here.
No, there is not a lot. There is only three. There is only two more questions of Rajendra. That's it. And then in the end, there's one more, a small one.
Okay.
Rajendra, at 7:55.
No, actually, here is a one from 7:52. So
move that. I didn't get it.
Sanjay, why is there so many?
我不知道啊，因为我跟阿叔看到的是一样的，只有两个然人排布的问题，后面还有一个。
You are getting questions maybe from the previous lecture.
那个，等我把他给，我把他给抓出来，我把他给抓出来。
Rajendra 755, you already start translating.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, this is, 经典有言 ,Krishna 是一切的根源，取悦了 Krishna, 一切都被取悦，半生人等众生都被取悦。我对这样的结论有疑惑，因为在现实中看到的是灵性导师和 Krishna 满意了，并不是所有人都满意，甚至有的奉献者都不满意。难道经典中的结论是错误的吗？请澄清我的疑惑吧。谢谢甜美的阿叔的甜美的案 ,Hare Krishna. 阿叔 ,thank you so much for your beautiful lecture. And, according to the, scripture that, Krishna, the Lord, is the source of everything. If we please the Lord, everyone and everything will be pleased. And, the demigod and all of the living entities will be pleased. However, I have some doubts about this conclusion. Because in the reality, we can see that, even the spiritual master and the Lord Krishna are pleased with the service. It's not necessary to say that all of the people around are pleased. Even some of the devotees are not pleased. So if this means that the scripture is false with this conclusion, please help me to clarify with my doubt. Thank you very much.
No, it means pleased means it means is the best service, is the best activity that really can bring about happiness in the hearts of everyone. How everybody is experiencing, because they are still affected by material energy, they cannot appreciate the activities you are doing. So that's a different thing. But that's the most pleasing activity for everyone. That's why we say everybody is pleased, because those activities, devotional activities, are the only activities that can really please the heart of everyone. How will we perceive according to our conditioning? That's another thing, because we are covert, so we cannot immediately appreciate. So it may take time until either other devotees or the conditioned soul come to a stage of really understanding the activities of a devotee.
那么就是能够取悦 Krishna 和取悦奉献者的这个活动，实际上是最令人开心的这种活动。但是呢，就是个人有个人的这个理解，因为我们现在呢，依然还是被这个物质的这个能量所影响着的。所以说呢，我们就会有自己的这种选择去理解这个活动它所产生的这种结果。但是呢，真正的去就是去为主服务，他所做的这个事情，他其实是非常的取悦人的。
Devotional activity is the only activity that really satisfies the soul.
因为呢，就是这个奉献服务，他的这个活动是唯一的一个能够让灵魂感到满意的活动。
But because of illusion, we may not perceive the benefit of that spiritual engagement.
但是就是由于我们被虚幻能量的这种覆盖，使我们没有办法真正的去体味和感激这个活动所造成的结果。
So that's why the main thing is that we have to satisfy our spiritual master with a manifestation of the Lord.
那所以说最主要的原因呢，就是说我们必须要去取悦我们的灵性导师，因为灵性导师他是主的扩展，他是主的一个展现。
And he is in the capacity to appreciate our service.
然后呢
He is in the capacity to appreciate our service.
对，然后呢他是那个去可以让我们去就是欣赏我们的这个活动的那个能力。
Any guru appreciates our activities, and Krishna certainly appreciates our activities.
因为如果是 guru, 他要是满意我们的这个活动的话，那毫无疑问 ，Krishna 也是会很满意我们所。
And our others are going to appreciate. It may take some time.
但是呢，别的人是否也能够满意或者欣赏的话，那这可能要花一点时间了。
As you can see, more advanced devotees, they easily appreciate better than less advanced devotees.
而且呢，我们可以看到更加这个精进的这个奉献者，他们要比这个没那么精进的奉献者要更容易的去感到取悦被取悦。
Appreciate our service.
那而且呢，他们也会去更好的去更容易的去感激我们的服务。
But first, our service has to be acknowledged. That means has to be appreciated by the spiritual master and Krishna.
但首先呢，我们的这个服务呢，应该先被 Krishna 和灵性导师去承认、认可以及开心。
And other living entities are not able to appreciate that immediately because they are still very much covered by material energy. They cannot understand the activities of a devotee.
那么其他的那些人呢？他由于还是被这个物质能量所覆盖着，所以说呢，他是没有办法理解这个奉献者所从事的这个活动的，所以说呢，他可能也没有办法去欣赏。
But the activity of devotion, the activity of a devotee, is the most pleasing to the soul.
但是呢，一个奉献者他所从事的奉献服务的活动是对灵魂是最快乐的一件事情。
Because it's an activity made for the purpose of pleasing Krishna.
因为他的这个活动的目的就是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
But as long as we are covered by material energy, we don't have that appreciation. Even though it's there, it's the most beneficial activity for them. They cannot have that appreciation immediately.
但是如果我们要是被这个物质能量一直还覆盖着的话呢？那他虽然说就是这件事情，他本来是非常喜人的，但是他没有办法去有这种立即的这个欣赏或者感激的事业。
So that's our first concern should be to satisfy our spiritual masters by our activities, because if our spiritual masters are satisfied, Krishna certainly is satisfied.
那么所以呢，我们首当其冲要考虑的一件事情就是我们的活动是不是让我们的灵性导师开心了，因为如果我们的灵性导师要是被我们的活动所取悦了的话呢，那 Krishna 也肯定是会很开心的。
I always say spiritual masters plural.
那我总是说灵性导师们，那么
yes.
对，这是一个复数。
Because we have our initiating spiritual master, and we have Srila Prabhupada as our most important Shiksha spiritual master, and so many other Shiksha spiritual masters.
因为我们有我们的企业灵性导师，还有我们的非常重要的Srila Prabhupada作为我们的灵性导师，以及我们还有很多很多的其他的 Shiksha guru， 也就是我们的 Shiksha灵性导师们。
So we say always spiritual masters.
那么所以我们总是会说灵性导师们。
Because they all have the capacity to understand our intention, understand our service.
因为呢他们都有去理解我们的服务的意图的能力。
So we have to please them first.
所以呢我们首先就要先去让他们开心。
Make sure that what we are doing is pleasing them.
所以呢，我们一定要确保我们的活动是让他们开心的。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question, Rajendra Prabhu. Rajendra Prabhu,、
yes.
有关主希望的问题。每个宇宙都有一个希望吗？所有的宇宙的所有的希望都是一个吗？就像超灵在众生心中实际上是同一个超灵，只有一个超灵。
The first question
is this about the Lord Shiva. Is that true? Every universe has one Shiva, and also all of this, the universes have the same Shiva, just like the super soul is in the living and is in every living entity's heart, but actually we only have one super soul there.
Yes, it's only one Shiva, Sada Shiva Priya. He manifests in many, many forms in order to appear in different universes.
那么确实只有一位主希瓦 Sada Shiva. 那么他是展现了各种各样的形象去展示在不同的宇宙里面。
Next question.
每个宇宙的希瓦是 Sada Shiva 吗？还是每个宇宙中的希瓦是 Sada Shiva 的扩展 ？So in every universe.The Shiva of the Sada Shiva, or in every universe, those are the extensions of Sada Shiva.
We just have answered that.
那我们刚才已经回答了这个问题。Sada Shiva.
All expansion of Sada Shiva.
那么对他们全部都是 Sada Shiva 的扩展。Sada Shiva. Sorry.
Okay, go next.
The next question. Sadashiva 居住在卡拉什山在哪里？在瓦昆塔还是在宇宙之内？据说位于中国西藏区域的有个卡拉什山，Maharaj Mahai 去朝拜。So, is that true that Sadashiva is living in the mountain Kailash? Where is it? Is that in Vaikuntha? Or is that in, within this universe? Because,
within, is it in this universe?
那么这个卡拉什山呢是就是在这个就它是居住在这个宇宙之内的。Because it is said that there is a Kailash mountain in Tibet.And also,
that's in the material world. Okay, next question. It's broken. Is broken, chant Hare Krishna until it comes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Okay, it's already better.
Hare Hare. 静华，亲爱的阿叔，您能简单的再说一遍有关希瓦为物质世界的父亲的过程吗？阿叔 ，could you brief again about the process of Shiva to be the father of the material world?
Yeah, Lord Shiva is the Lord Shiva appears.In a glance, this is a manifestation, a transformation of Mahavishnu when he glances over material energy.
那么这个当Mahavishnu 他在瞥视物质能量的时候，就转换成了主希瓦。
When Lord Mahavishnu glances, there is a divine light that emanates from his eyes.
那么当主Mahavishnu 他在瞥视的时候呢，在他的这个眼里面就绽放出了神性的光芒。
And that divine light is Lord Sadashiva.
那么那个神性的光芒呢，就是主萨达西瓦。
It's already a transformation of Mahavishnu. It's an expression of Mahavishnu that transformed because that form of Sadashiva as a capacity is going to contact directly the material energy.
那么这个呢，它其实就已经是主希瓦的不是主 Mahavishnu 的扩展。那么这个扩展呢，它已经转化成了萨达希瓦。那么这个萨达希瓦呢，它要从事的工作呢，就是要去让物质自然受孕。
So that Sadashiva is a transformation of Mahavishnu that allows the contact direct contact with material energy because the Lord Mahavishnu.Does not contact his external material energy.
那么，因为 Mahavishnu 他不会直接的去触碰物质能量，所以说呢
，It's not that 不会 ，It doesn't want to contact.
哦不，哦，那么就是因为这个物这个物主 Mahavishnu 他不愿意去直接的触碰物质能量，所以说呢，他扩展出来的这个萨达西瓦，他转化成了的这个形象，然后呢，去让物质能量受孕。
Mahavishnu is also only interested in joining with his internal potency.
因为呢 ，Mahavishnu 他只是喜欢和他的内在的这个能量去享受。
But because there is necessity to create again to accommodate the conditioned soul, so Mahavishnu has to come in contact with the Maya Devi, so that contact is done indirectly through Sadashiva.
但是呢又有这个必要建立出这个物质世界然后呢要让这些生物体呢要生活在这个物质世界里面所以说呢才使这个 Mahavishnu 呢他这个扩展出了并且转化出了萨达西瓦的这个形象然后呢去完成让物质能量去受命的这个工作。
So remember that Lord Mahavishnu is glancing over his other wife Maya Devi who is sleeping and when he glancesThere is a divine light, and that divine light becomes Lord Shiva.
那所以我们要记住这一点，就是 Mahavishnu 他瞥视了一眼他正在睡觉的 Maya Devi 的这个妻子。当他在看他的时候呢，从他的眼睛里面就绽放出了一个神性的光芒。那么这个神性的光芒呢，就转化
成 Mahavishnu.That divine light is Mahavishnu.
那么这个神性的光芒呢，它本来就是 Mahavishnu. 但是
sorry, Shiva, not Shiva.
对 ，sorry， 那他就是这个神性的光芒呢，是主希望，然后他就转换成了这个萨达希望。
We said that Sada Shiva is a transformation of Lord of Lord Mahavishnu.
那然后呢，这个萨达希望呢是Mahavishnu 的一个转化。
Like the milk becomes transformed into yogurt by the contact of a sour substance.
哦，那么就好像是当牛奶它。这个放到了这放进了这个酸的物质以后呢，转化成了酸奶。
So Mahavishnu in contact with material energy becomes Sada Shiva.
啊，那所以说呢 ，Mahavishnu 呢，他就就是他用他的这个能量转化成了 Sada Shiva。
So in contact with material energy becomes Sada Shiva.
那这个主 Mahavishnu 他在和物质能量触碰了以后就变成了萨达希瓦。
So it's not Mahavishnu directly.
所以呢他并不是直接的 Mahavishnu.
It's his transformation.
他是他的一个转化。
Another form, Sada Shiva.
是他的另外一个形象萨达希瓦的形象。
So that's why Sada Shiva is non-different from Mahavishnu, but at the same time different.
那所以说呢，Mahavishnu 他一方面来说呢，他 ，sorry， Mahavishnu
not different but at the same time different.
With whom? With
Sada Shiva is non-different and different from Mahavishnu.
Got it. 所以呢，这个 Sada Shiva 呢，他和这个 Mahavishnu 之间的关系就是是一样的，但与此同时呢又是不同的。
Is the same because it's coming from Mahavishnu. It's an expansion of Mahavishnu.
那虽然说它是就是说它是一样的原因呢，就是它是来自于 Mahavishnu 的，所以说呢，它 Vishnu 没有任何的区别。
But at the same time is different because now it's transformed.
但是与此同时呢，又是不一样的，因为这会儿呢，它都已经发生了一个转化。
Yogurt is milk.
酸奶是牛奶。
But same time, it's not milk.
但是与此同时呢，它又不是牛奶。
You cannot make ever same usage of yogurt as we use the milk.
比如说我们在用酸奶的时候，就不能够把它当牛奶用。
So yogurt is already a transformation of the milk.
因为呢，这个与酸奶它已经从牛奶发生了一个转化。
Even though originally is one substance, is milk.
因为虽然说他们从原初上来讲的都是同样的物质，都是牛奶。
So this is the only way we can understand with the example.
呀，那么所以说呢，这是一个非常好的一个我们可以去理解这件事的一个例子。
So Lord Shiva is not a jiva.
所以说呢，主。
It's not an individual soul.
对，所以主希瓦他并不是一个个体的灵魂。
Lord Brahma is individual soul.
但是主 Brahma 他是个体灵魂
and all other individual all other entities in this material world are all individual souls
而在这个物质世界里面的所有的生物体都是个体灵魂
but Shiva is not individual soul
但是主 Shiva 他不是个体灵魂
but at the same time is not also not directly the Lord
但与此同时呢他又不是直接的主
So that's a special personality, a special position.
那么所以说呢，这是一个处在一个特别位置的一个人物。
So within the material creation, everything is going to be destroyed in the end, including Lord Brahma. But Lord Shiva is never destroyed.
所以说呢，在这个物质创造之末的时候，包括主 Brahma 在内的所有的一切都会被毁灭，但是主希瓦不会被毁灭。
Okay, the last question.
The last is a comments from Free and Easy. 感恩阿叔，顶拜您，您讲的太好了，要更精进，更好的去理解帕帕的话，才能够更坚定的信念。Hare Krishna. Thank you, 阿叔。What you said is so beautiful, and also I believe about that we need to be more diligent and also has a better way to perceive Srila Prabhupada's words. Now we can be more.Determined and more faithful to chant Hare Krishna.
Exactly.
是的，就是这样。
And I thank you for this understanding.
那然后我非常感谢你有这样的理解。
Srila Prabhupada's contribution, Srila Prabhupada's compassion cannot be matched.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 的他所做出的贡献以及他的怜悯之情是无与伦比的。
The effort, the effort, then what Srila Prabhupada endured in order to spread Krishna consciousness in this world is something that you cannot find in other acharyas.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 在这个世界为了传播 Krishna 知觉所付出的所有的这些艰辛和努力在别的 Acharya 身上是没有办法看到的，别人是没有办法和我们比的。
Yes, we give all respects to all Vaishnavas.
那当然，我们要对所有的 Vaishnava 们致以我们的敬意。
Because the Vaishnavas are very special.
因为 Vaishnava 是非常特别的。
But we are indebted and we give our hearts to Srila Prabhupada because he sacrificed so much to bring Krishna consciousness to us.
但是我们之所以要把我们的全心全意全部都投注给 Srila Prabhupada 的原因是因为他为这个传播 Krishna 知觉所做出的这个贡献是无与伦比的。
Srila Prabhupada has given us everything to make our lives perfect and attain pure love for Krishna. Everything is there given by Srila Prabhupada. We don't need anything else.
而且呢Srila Prabhupada 他给予了我们一切让我们去爱 Krishna 以及达到完美的所有的这些知识，我们不需要其他的东西了。
So we have everything in Srila Prabhupada's books.
对呢Srila Prabhupada 的书中给了我们一切。
Yes, we may read our books written by other devotees within our society, but we give the most value to read Srila Prabhupada's everyday, Srila Prabhupada's books every day because this is the most important guidance that we have in life.
当然了，我们也会阅读在这个社团里面的其他的奉献者所书写的这些书籍，但是呢，我们每天都要花时间去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，因为 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍很好的指导了我们每日的生活。
If you don't read Srila Prabhupada's books, then we're going to be in trouble.
因为如果我们要是不去读 Srila Prabhupada 的书的话，我们肯定会有麻烦。
We're going to be in trouble because we will not grasp everything perfectly.
我们肯定会有麻烦的原因呢，是因为我们没有办法很好的去理解所有的一切，完美的去理解一切。
So we could say that the books or also many other books written by our devotees are just helping us to dive better, to understand better Srila Prabhupada's books. So they are there to guide us to study Srila Prabhupada's books better.
那我们可以去理解就是其他的那些奉献者在社团内的奉献者写的那个书呢，都是为了要让我们更好的去研习和深入Srila Prabhupada书中的教导。
So we cannot advance in Krishna consciousness without reading, studying Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以说呢，如果我们要是不阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的话，我们是没有办法在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步的。
And we have to study in a very systematic way by studying first Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then eventually Chaitanya Charitamrita. Go gradually, don't jump. It's broken. Chaitanya Krishna. Chaitanya Krishna. Keep chanting until the communication comes. Okay,
here you go. Okay, go. 如果我们要是没有这个很好的去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的这个书籍的话，我们是没有办法这个真正的在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步的。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
那非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank everybody else there to have listened.
那也非常感谢聆听的奉献者们。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji because they are the ones who create the opportunity for us to be together.
非常非常感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Dana Kelly Mataji， 因为是他们给我们创造了能够在这联谊的机会。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bol.
Ashoki Jai。外坤大之音，服务源于聆听。我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲解和对问题的耐心解答。谢谢萨提玛达吉，谢谢所有奉献者的聆听。也非常的抱歉，今天我的这个网不知道什么原因就非常的断续，然后导致大家听得也不是特别的清楚。在这儿对不起了，对不起了。那祝大家今天在 Krishna 知觉之中呢度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。
Thank you.